Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. You're listening to the 50,000 watt AM 670 KLTT. Well, a while back, there was a bestseller, The Professors, by David Horowitz. And he has a new book out, One Party Classroom. And he has put together a list of the 12 worst professors in the country, the most politically dangerous. And he calls them the Dirty Dozen. So I checked that list to see where would Colorado fall. And sure enough, we are number two, the University of Colorado Ward Churchill. We're right down the street from Boulder, Colorado, CU, the University of Colorado. And back when that story broke, here at Bob Inyart Live and with our audience on the internet, we posted audio clips. So did many other talk show hosts. But we did our part to expose how destructive the environment is right up the street at the University of Colorado. So I'd like to play one of these audio clips. And notice, by the way, the sound quality is so very good. This is probably about the best you're going to hear of Ward Churchill. Let's go ahead and play track number one.
It was Arabs who flew planes into the Pentagon and the World Trade Center. And why, by the way, did it take Arabs to do what people here should have done a long time ago?
Why did it take Arabs to do what American students should have done? Let's do track three.
If you are Arab, for example, you are automatically profiled as a potential terrorist. Why? Because it was Arabs who flew planes into the Pentagon and the World Trade Center. And why, by the way, did it take Arabs to do what people here should have done a long time ago?
David Horowitz, welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
Yeah, well, thanks. This is the Hate America left. There are tens of thousands of them on university faculties. Whole fields, the ethnic studies field, that made Ward Churchill a $120,000 a year professor. The entire field is composed of Ward Churchills who have views like that, who hate America, who want to destroy us. They're funded by American taxpayers if they're at the universities of Colorado. In the book that I've just written, One Party Classroom lays this all out.
Now, David,
shows you the courses in the professor's own words and describes the universities and explains why we've reached this state in America. And of course, it's now trickle down into the K-12 schools as well.
We're speaking with David Horowitz, author of One Party Classroom, How Radical Professors at America's Top Colleges Indoctrinate Students and Undermine Our Democracy. David, of course, we have you on to talk about these professors, but how about the church bells in the background? I hear some church bells.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't hear that, huh?
No.
All right.
I'll tell you one thing, there aren't any in universities.
That's for sure. So this is so horrific, but you just said that tens of thousands of professors
are
anti-American?
There are a good 10 to 20,000 courses that reflect the views you just heard from Ward Churchill. Ward Churchill, I have to say, has a particular talent of drawing attention to himself, which not all these professors have. So, and they'll be a little bit more politic in the way they formulate these agendas, but the agendas are there. One of the courses that we profile in this book, One Party Classroom, is described in the University of California catalog in these exact words. The goal of this seminar is to learn how to organize a revolution. And then it explains that the revolution is anti-capitalist. So this is a course in how to overthrow the American government and a system of freedom funded by taxpayers. It's not even a course, it doesn't even ask whether it might be a good idea or a bad idea, which would make it somewhat academic. It's a course that assumes that it's a really great idea at taxpayers' expense. Train students in how to do it.
David Horowitz, anti-capitalist, of course, that means anti-freedom. It's an attack on the freedom of individuals.
Well, they're Marxists. I mean, they're nothing is new. As a famous preacher once said, there's nothing new under the sun. I mean, they're just rehashing all the Marxist claptrap that was has been discredited by the deaths of 100 million people in the 20th century.
Yes, and that famous teacher was Solomon 3,000 years ago.
Exactly.
But, David, if you would bear with me, I'd like to play one more of Ward Churchill's clips.
Sure.
Just one
that
more.
That was a good clip. I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, and then I have a question about how and why he was fired. And we were somewhat outraged here at Bob and Yurt Live. But let's go to track number 8.
You carry the weapon. That's how they don't see it coming. You don't send the Black Liberation Army into Wall Street to conduct an action. Who do you send? You, with your beard shaved, your hair cut close, and wearing a banker's suit.
This man should probably be in jail, shouldn't he?
That's my
take on it. We have free speech in this country.
But free speech doesn't include conspiracy, right? Free speech doesn't...
He's just inciting. And unfortunately, our laws don't cover those kind of incitements. But that means people have to be on their guard. They have to be intellectually armed. Now, Ward Churchill, he wasn't fired for views like that.
No.
He was fired because he's a plagiarist and a fraud. Colorado convened a panel of liberal peers. They were liberals who sat in judgment over him. And they actually did a pretty good job in showing what a disgrace it was that this man was ever on a faculty, let alone earning $120,000 a year for 3 hours a week in the classroom. I hope there are Colorado taxpayers listening to what I just said, but that's what goes on. You are paying for intellectual frauds who spend 3 hours a week in the classroom, get 4 months paid vacation every year, and have lifetime jobs. The shocking thing is that after all of this was exposed and he was judged incompetent and unworthy by a panel of his peers, the chairman of the regents, I think that's the title. Now, the University of Colorado regents are elected, so they're quite powerful. The normal way this is done is that the governor of the state appoints them, so they're beholden to the governor, and they have to cover his you-know-what. But here, they're quite independent. They're elected. And what she said when they fired him was, this is one of the hardest decisions they had to make. Now, what's hard about firing an incompetent fraud? And that should tell you, how serious the problem is in our universities, how badly they're run, how badly they're administered, how they are, accountable to no one.
Well, if I recall, the president of CU, when this story broke, was Senator Hank Brown.
Yeah, he's a wonderful human being, but look, he exists.
Well, he's a Republican. I guess by that you mean he's a Republican.
No, David. He's a wonderful human being, and he is also a Republican, and he also suffered at the hands of campus radicals when he was...
They did hate him, that's true. When he ran for Senate,
when he was a student, he was a law student, he was punished. He came back from the Vietnam War and saw the anti-American teach-ins at the university and organized one supporting the war. And he was the smartest student in the law school. He got the highest on the tort. Torts. He got the highest score in the history of the University of Colorado Law School. And his tort professor warned him not to have a demonstration supporting the Vietnam War and then punished him grade-wise when he did it. So Hank Brown knows very well what goes on. The problem is the left is so entrenched, and of course the Democratic Party supports these radicals. It's why I would never vote for a Democrat, ever.
Because
the Democratic Party protects the Bill Ayers, the terrorists. There are many decent, obviously Democratic voters, but the Democratic Party is a protection agency for the radical left. And I say this as somebody who was a part of the radical left. I know what their agendas are. My parents were communists. This country is in grave danger now from these people. We really should be thankful for Ward Churchill, because he says it clearly, and people,
he helps
when
to,
they hear your tape, they say, I can't believe my ears.
Yeah,
well, you better believe it.
It's the effort to wake us up. Now, you said we're in grave danger, and of course you're right. Barack Obama last week returned after a press interview ended, a phone, I think it was from the New York Times, they had asked him a question about being a socialist. And you could listen, he called them back in the recording, it's online, and he said, were you guys kidding about that socialist question? And he said, do you remember that it was George W. Bush, well, the previous administration, he said, who gave us the bailout, TARP, began nationalizing the banks, and gave a massive multi-billion-dollar entitlement program.
Well, that's all true.
That's all true. And so we are in trouble no matter where you turn, because our political parties are not standing on principle. They're not standing on principle.
No,
and
political
so
parties never do.
Well,
I'm a great believer in grassroots politics, when the people speak.
Yeah.
You know, we defeated a terrible immigration bill that was sponsored by the Bush White House and Kennedy. That was the people speaking. When the people speak,
David, you really take comfort. I've seen so many documentaries about World War II. I practically have them memorized, and I see throngs of 100,000 people in Berlin, wildly applauding a vicious madman.
Yeah,
and
I have to say, I am much more concerned about the Democratic Congress than the incompetent White House at this point. I'm concerned about the support for the Hamas terrorists on university campuses.
Yeah.
The campuses are the base of the Jew-hating, America-hating, Christian-hating left. Mm. They're entrenched. They're quite powerful. They have obviously are in positions of great influence in the media. This is, and of course, that's where you get all the bad judges. You get them out of these universities. I think that I think Rush is, you know, doing a great job, but I don't think that Obama at this point is spearheading a socialist movement. I mean, I hate to be heretical on this, but I am. And I think I've written this, that there are advantages in having Obama in the White House, although they're so incompetent, I'm a little fearful. And Obama, as you may or may not know, has lobbed 20 or 30 missiles into Pakistan. I think this is quite dangerous. But
It was a couple days after, maybe 2 days after he was inaugurated, that he dropped a bomb on a handful of Pakistanis and killed him.
He killed innocent civilians. There are no demonstrations, or there are, but you haven't heard of them because they're so fringe and small. I believe America is going to have to go to war. Our enemies are determined. They can see that we're weak and confused. There's going to be a war. And if he goes to war and in the right way, and that's a big if, he's going to take the majority of the country with him, which a Republican president couldn't do.
Right.
So I have a more ambivalent attitude towards him. And I think that a lot of his socialist policies are just the normal policies of the Democratic Party. That's what the Democratic Party is. It's a socialist party. It's been a socialist party now for decades.
Well, that,
not the party of John Kennedy. John Kennedy had the politics of Ronald Reagan. He was a hawk on defense. He was a militant anti-communist. He was for a capital gains tax cut and a balanced budget. This country has slid very far to the left. The universities are a prime reason. When you're training millions of students every year in these radical indoctrination courses, you're going to get a lot of socialists, and that's what's happened.
Well, David Horowitz, the author of One Party Classroom, his previous bestseller was The Professors, and now he's looking at America's top universities And David, you have the Dirty Dozen.
It could have been the Dirty 10,000, not 10,000, but 1,000 or 2,000.
Could we talk about one or two others from your Dirty Dozen list?
Well, I think
list?
That the Duke case, the chapter is called White Devils.
Right.
And it opens with a discussion of the LaCrosse case and what it showed. Three white middle-class jocks were judged to be guilty of being white middle-class jocks.
Wow.
And were lynched publicly by the Duke faculty, 88 members of the Duke faculty, and their awful president, Broadhead, a worm, expelled these kids with no evidence whatsoever, only the testimony of a drug-crazed criminal, prostitute, child abuser, and pathological liar. That was what was they were going up against. And, of course, the racist community, black community of Durham, North Carolina, which elected a prosecutor.
A prosecutor, yeah.
Who was eventually disbarred. But the reason that he did what he did was to get elected by a bunch of racists. But they were black racists, so of course nobody can say anything in this country. If you have and if you're at a university, they will teach you that blacks can't be racist. Oh yes, they can. And these, this electorate was a racist electorate. 88 racist professors at Duke, many of them black, a lot of them white, immediately condemned these. The LaCrosse players, without evidence, never was there a shred of evidence against them, and condemned them as slave owners. You know, it makes me
it's
my blood boil even talking about this. Never apologized, and then we show in the chapter in one party classroom we show that they have courses which teach this. There's a course at Duke called Duke Durham Plantation. The not-so-subtle agenda in this course is to show that Duke University is a slave plantation. Of course, the professor leading this course is making, somewhere near $100,000 a year for 6 hours or 9 hours a week work with a 4 months paid vacation. And everybody out there listening to this is paying for it.
David Horowitz here in Denver on the radio and on TV around the country for about 18 years. We have advocated a return to an apprenticeship strategy for educating most of our young people. When you take young people and you have them in classrooms and on campuses for 20 years, you are certain, idle hands are the devil's playground, you're certain to develop an atmosphere of a destructive morality.
You have a lunatic professor at Metro State. I've spoken at Metro State, Oneida Maranto, who had an Indian shaman come and exorcise devils after I spoke there. It's grotesque what goes on in university.
It truly is. Well,
of course, there are a lot of decent people teaching in universities, but these radicals have a healthy section of the university where they actually, they require students to take their courses. They're very political, so they're on all the university committees, and they. One of their techniques is to make their courses required.
Well, Francis Schaeffer, a Christian author who died a quarter century ago, I was just rereading his book, The Failure of Evangelicalism, and he pointed out that Time Magazine's 60th anniversary, their special edition, they wrote that in 60 years, America has thrown off all constraints, and the ultimate goal is to be free from any constraints whatsoever. And that seems to be a fundamental rebellion against morality, against principles, against truth, against reason.
Yeah, I think that that's always been, you know, there's always been an anarchist streak in America, but the a Marxist left, which is what it is, this is unprecedented that we have a left that this large, and it's in league with the Islamo-fascists. During this Gaza war, which was a genocidal war against Israel, by people who are, you can't even dignify them with the term human. They're a disgrace to the human race. And I'm talking about the majority of Palestinians vote for terrorists. They have a death cult there. Blow up your children and get them to blow up other little children.
Yeah.
Fire rockets into schoolyards.
Yeah, of course.
Put your terrorist headquarters under hospitals.
Yeah.
Put the women and children front. This is a sick society.
Yeah,
Palestinian society.
And David, we've long shown that there's no moral equivalency between Israel's right for
No, there's not even a moral equivalency between the Palestinians and the Nazis. They're worse than the Nazis because the Nazis hid their genocidal agendas. Hitler didn't tell people the Germans that he was going to exterminate the Jews because the Germans were too civilized. The Palestinians are not civilized. They're barbarians. And they shout it from the rooftops. This Ahmadinejad, is boasting he's going to wipe America and Israel off the map.
Well,
and these leftist professors all over the country are organizing demonstrations to support Ahmadinejad and to support Hamas and Hezbollah.
Yeah, these things are true. Of course, Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf was simultaneously published in Baghdad and Berlin, in Baghdad in Arabic.
Oh, it was published by the Muslim Brotherhood, which is the fountainhead of Al-Qaeda, and the Muslim Students Association. And I guarantee you, you have a Muslim Students Association at the University of Colorado, at Metro State,
and of course,
the University of Denver.
David, of course, there's a resurgence of anti-Semitism in Europe. The story just this week, what was it, 5% of the youth in Germany are involved in Aryan race, Nazi extremist groups, 5%. And
this is worse than the 30s.
Yeah, so what's happening is horrific. But, you know, David, I agree with all your conclusions, but I would restate when you said we can't even say they're human beings. I think that is not helpful.
Well, that's probably theologically wrong of me. They are human beings, but they are the worst human beings that God ever created.
Yeah, human beings could be committed to wickedness.
Right. These people celebrate torturers. Samir Kunter was suicidal Israelis released from a prison. His crime was, the reason he was in prison was that he had bashed out the, he had killed a father in front of his four-year-old and then bashed out the brains of the four-year-old. He was given a birthday celebration on Al Jazeera. That's the kind of people we're dealing
with.
David, I don't know what you want to call them.
David,
I don't have words for them.
I saw it with my own eyes. I've been to Israel repeatedly, and I've talked to people in Bethlehem, which is Palestinian now, and Jericho, and the old city, Jerusalem. But on 9/11, CNN had live footage from the Palestinians who broke into a spontaneous celebration, old women in the streets.
Well, the Palestinians hate us, and they don't hate us because we support Israel. The Islamicists hate us because we're Christians, we're Jews, and even we're atheists. There's one. Look, Islam has been at war with other religions since its inception.
Well, the
I was listening to my classical music station, and they were playing Tchaikovsky's March Slav, which was to, you know, get a patriotic feeling in Russia from the invasion of the Ottomans. Well, who do you think the Ottomans were?
Yeah, right.
You go over Eastern Europe and you see the marks of the Islamic invasions.
Yeah,
here, that's what we're experiencing today.
David Horowitz, we only have a minute left, but here in Denver...
That's the subject of my book, One Party Classroom.
One Party Classroom, how
I
radical...
I actually have written another book called Unholy Alliance, which is about the alliance of the secular progressive left with the Islamo-fascists. I think everybody can see that alliance today. You can see it in Chavez and Castro and Nicaragua.
Yeah.
And you can see it in the American left. The American left has embraced the Islamo-terrorists just the way they embraced Stalin and Lenin and Mao.
Yeah, well, David...
Anyway, if there are the parents out there, if you're sending your kid to college, read my book, One Party Classroom. It will at least tell you where the dangers lie. You will get to see the kind of courses they construct. These courses are analyzed in the book. You get the lay of the land. Even the University of Colorado has wonderful, wonderful classes, but they're in astrophysics and engineering. And stay away from women's studies. Stay away from black studies. Stay away from journalism. Stay away from sociology. Stay away from ethnic studies, cultural anthropology. These are all corrupted fields and indoctrinate students in radical anti-American agendas.
All right. Well, David Horowitz, I want to thank you so much for joining us at Bob and Yurt Live.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate that. Author of One Party Classroom, How Radical Professors at Top Colleges Indoctrinate Students. And we had not the best phone connection, and David obviously was having a hard time hearing me, and so that was understandable. Twice during that interview, I heard church bells over his phone line at the top of the hour and at about quarter after. So it's pretty interesting. He didn't hear it. Maybe he was busy talking. But I've got these headphones on in studio, and sometimes we hear things in the rooms when people are being interviewed that they don't even hear. But obviously, it's a crisis in our universities, but it would be a mistake to think it starts in freshman year in college. The crisis, as Mr. Horowitz mentioned briefly, starts in K through 12. It is a crisis, and it's a crisis because our culture is in rebellion against basic principles of morality, absolute truth. So, interesting conversation. I appreciate Mr. Horowitz coming on the show. In Arvada, Colorado, Maranatha Christian Center. And our website is KGOV.com. May God bless you.